中国人名叫约伯的，
Is there any one of us named Job?
英文的名字叫约伯，有没有？
Nobody named Job?
都没有啊，没有人喜欢这个名字。
I guess no one likes this name.
约伯是一个很传奇性，也是很代表性的人物。
And Job was a rather, was a legacy, was a rather, miraculous, personality,
其实，
character.
这个名字其实很好的名字。
Actually, this is a very good name.
我们只要看到约伯记第一章一开始的时候，他就告诉我们介绍到约伯他的一个背景。
If we start from chapter 1 of the book of Job, we can see that the book showed us his
在
background.
约伯记第一章的地方一开始，他跟我们讲说，他有7个儿子，有3个女儿。
And in the first chapter, verse 2, we read that he had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他财产与家产有多少呢？有7000的羊，有3000的骆驼。
And his assets include 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels.
他不但这样，还有500对的牛。
Besides, he had 500 yoke of oxen
500的母驴。
and 500 donkeys.
还有许多的仆婢。
And he also had a large number of servants.
这个人在东方人当中呢，就为至大。
He was the greatest man among all the people of the East.
他可以说是一个非常成功的人，
He was a very successful person.
是一个德高望重的人。
He was noble, he was well respected.
可是，在一夜之间，
But overnight,
就没有想到的时候，
unexpectedly,
突然遭遇天灾人祸。
suddenly he encountered all the unfortunate things,
倾家荡
misfortunes.
产。
He lost all his assets.
不但这样，他身上长满了这个毒疮。
And he also had a lot of sores.
他饱受这些的煎熬。
He was suffering tremendously.
其实约伯他的经历并不是抽象的，是很写实的。
But this is not something that is abstract. It is real in our lives.
许多人也有这样类似的经历。
Many people have similar experiences.
就拿来美国，来到美国说。
Just take the example of students coming or people coming to the United States,
那
immigrating into this country.
那有的是移民，有的是求学。
Some came to study, some came as an immigrant.
有人是因为工作来。
And some came to work.
随着这时间的流逝，
And as time passes by,
我们发现这学业，慢慢学业成功了。
we find that perhaps some succeed
来
in
研
their
究
study,
有一些的成果。
and they succeed in their research,
你的事业成功了。
and they have successful career.
工作成功了。
they have a good job.
婚姻成功了。
they have a good marriage.
很多事情慢慢趋向成功。
all things come together and they are very successful.
可是就在突然之间。
But overnight,
在没有预料当中
，unexpectedly,
你发现所有努力所奋斗的一切都失
something
去。
happened, and you lost everything, all your accomplishments.
原本我们人抱着一个非常大的期待。
Though we came often with a lot of hope,
我们可以光宗耀祖、扬眉吐气。
And we can bring glory to our parents and our ancestors.
可是没想到落到最后却是身败名裂，见不得这个所谓江东父老。
But in the end, some failed miserably and did not even dare to go back to face their parents and relatives.
今天我们所看到的这个约伯。
Today, the scripture reading, our scripture reading today, the story about Job.
让我们看见他所遭遇到许多非常难的一个困难的事情。
We see that he encountered many sufferings, difficult sufferings.
在他生活里面，所有的路都被切断了。
All his paths, all his ways were cut off.
个人的名誉，个人的这些荣光全被拿走。
His reputation, his status, everything was taken away.
他的身心灵各方面都受到了攻击。
His body, his soul, his heart, his mind, they were all attacked.
在那段的时期里头，你发现这仇敌都做他的邻居。
And his enemies were his neighbors.
好像是监视他，盯着他。
And they were watching over him.
啊，让他脱离不了那种痛苦的一个环境。
So that he could not get away from the suffering.
从第三者的眼光，我们可以说他是倒霉。
From another point of view, a third person's point of view, we can say that he was such a jinx.
啊，他不幸。
And he was unfortunate.
啊，他生不逢时。
He did not come. He was not born at the right time.
啊，甚至我们认为他遭了报应。
And perhaps we thought he was revenged.
我们会怪他，都是因为他自己不洁身自爱。
And we thought that, well, it's all his fault.
啊，他不懂自求多福。
He did not know. He was not savvy enough to help himself.
我们相信他自己，约伯自己，他自己有许多的反省。
I'm sure Job.Had reflected upon himself a lot.
那这些事情临到我，是不是我做错了什么事情？
And he thought, was it me that did something wrong?
啊，是不是得罪了神？
Have I offended God?
可是，在这一切之外，
but apart from all these,
那还有一种的情况，
there is one more possibility.
这是出于神的试炼。
That is, these trials are permitted by God.
假如我们看到这个啊，这个约伯记的第二章第三节那边。
If we read chapter 2, verse 3,
我们看到说他所遭遇这一切，啊，这是神所许可，无故的要毁灭他。
So it is, it was permitted by God, and it was to ruin him without any reason.
那约伯他本身是一个完全正直，是一个敬畏神、远离恶事的神。远离恶事的人。
He was a righteous, a devout person. He feared God, and he was always far away from evil doings.
那许多人不能够明白为什么好人会落到这种好人会落到这种下场，好人有坏报。
A lot of people probably cannot understand why such a good person would suffer like that.
许多人没有办法明。没有办法接受说一个慈爱公义的神怎么会容许这样的灾落在义人身上。
So a lot of people could not understand why a righteous, a gracious God would punish a good person like that.
我想在苦难里头，他约伯他最痛苦的并不是只是那些失去他所有的家产。
I'm sure in suffering, the most difficult thing for Job was not losing his belongings, his assets.
啊，不是，就失去他的亲朋好友，那些。
Was not just to lose his the good relation with his friends or his relatives.
而是他在还活着的时候，他失去了一切的关系。
Father was when he was still living, he lost all relations.
假如我们看到这个七章，这个第我们刚读的十九章七到十二节那个地方，我们就看到。
From verses, Verse 7 to 12, the scripture that we just read.
虽然他人还活着,
though we can see that though he was still alive,
可是他说我的弟兄在远处,
but my brothers were afar.
我所认识的跟我生疏了,
and all those that I know have become stranger. They have
estranged me. 跟我断绝的关系,
and my relatives have cut off their relation with me.
而我的密友很好的朋友忘记了我。
And my best friends forgot me.
哦，在我家寄居的啊，是他的使女。这些人呢，都把他当作是外人了。
My guest and my maid servants count me as a stranger.
那他过去呼唤的这些的仆人呢，然后他们求他的时候，他们还不理他。
And also, when he summoned his servant, they did not answer to him.
然后口中的气味，连他的妻子都嫌恶他。
And even, his breath was offensive to his wife.
啊，他的同胞憎嫌他。
And he was loathsome to his own brothers.
连小孩子看到他也藐视他。
Even the little boys scorned him.
然后密友全部，他所平时所爱的人都离他远去。
When he appeared, they ridiculed him, and all these people left him.
你我在人生的某一个阶段里
，At some point in life, you and me,
我们也可能落在这样类似的光景里面。
We could also entrapped in that kind of situation.
也许我们没有像约伯那么的惨。
Perhaps we would not be as unfortunate as Job.
可是我们却可以感受到，像那些亲朋好友，那些我们平时跟我们在一起很 close 的那些人，跟我们疏离，跟我们对立。
But we can feel that our relatives, our friends, are leading us as we encounter difficulties.
就在那些最不如意的时候，没有安慰。
And at a time that we are the most miserable, we found no comfort.
所以你需要的时候没有帮助。
When we need them, there was no help.
没有人能够了解。
No one could understand.
你的心情是孤单，是沮丧。
And you feel so lonely, so distressed.
你感到悲伤，感到痛苦。
And you feel sorry, and you feel miserable.
我们必须承认一个事实。
We must admit one fact.
在我们的信仰里面
，In our faith,
神也容许那些不幸的事情临到。
God allows for those bad things to happen.
那世上有许多人没有办法去解释的，为什么
？And many of us, most of people on earth, could not explain why those things could happen.
当我们面对灾难、面对不幸、面对这些的羞辱的时候。
As we face tragedies, as we face unfortunate things and humiliation,
我相信我们不是要找出这事情的缘由。
I'm sure we're not trying to find the cause, the causes of those happenings.
我们不是要解释所有的为什么。
We're not trying to explain the whys of all these.
我们乃是要寻求神的心意。
But rather, we must seek God's will.
我们需要有一个属灵的看见。
We must have a vision, a spiritual vision.
我们要继续顺服在神的带领底下。
We must continue to submit ourselves to His guidance.
我们要见到神他荣耀的彰显。
We must see the manifestation of God's glory.
当我们研究这个约伯的生平的时候
，As we research, as we study Job's life,
我们可以看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
借着这生活里面的试炼
，Through the trials in our lives,
神要我们把我们带往一个属灵的高峰。
God wants to lead us to the summit of our faith.
这是一个真实的信仰
summit, ，And that is the true faith.
在一个黑暗痛苦的日子
，And in the days.Of darkness and suffering.
你要知道那不是一个结局。
You must know that that is not the end. That is not the conclusion of all these things.
一个信心的高峰。
The summit of our faith.
就是我们能够见到那个永恒的未来。
Is being able to see the future of eternity.
我们看到约伯记十九章二十五节开始。
So starting from verse 25 in chapter 19 of Job.
这是一个积极正面的转向。
And you can see that that's a turning point into a positive attitude.
首先呢，约伯说他确认一件事情，他说他知道。
And Job said he knew.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道什么
？What did he know?
我发现这个世代真是变化的非常的快。
And I see that.Things change so fast in this world.
真的是一世代，一下 I 世代，什么世代一直出来。
And we can see that all sorts of different generations came out. E generation, I generation.
那每隔一段时间，我们家孩子就要来告诉我，他又发现了这个广告上面有什么新的东西。
And every so often, my kids would come to me and they told me that they found some new commercials.
而我发现，我们除了这个现在的世代里，我们知道这科技是越来越多。
We know that technology has advanced so much. There are so many more gadgets.
然后知道这个自我不断的提升。
We know we continue to elevate ourselves.
那除了这之外，我们还知道什么
？But apart from it, what else do we know?
在一个基督信仰里面
，We know that in the Christian faith.
我们知道许多表面的东西。
We know many things that.Perhaps are superficial.
好像你信了耶稣基督。
And for example, after you received Christ,
你知道读经祷告，你知道要崇拜聚会等等。
You know that you must read the scripture, you must pray, and you must attend worship and fellowship.
有人说这是一个形式的东西。
And some may say that this is all on the surface.
那我不是说所谓这种形式的东西不重要。
I'm not saying that these are not important.
但是更重要是说，我们知道了多少关于神旨意的事情。
But the more important thing that I want to emphasize is how many of us know, things related to God's will.
在一个短暂的岁月里面。
In our short life.
啊，我们知道许多有关求学之道。
How much do we know? We in our short life, we know a lot about studying.
啊，我们知道致富之道。
We know how to gain wealth.
我们知道这养生之道。
We know how to take care of our physical body.
可是除了这些之外，我们知道有多那多少有关于永恒的事呢
？But apart from that, how much do we know about the eternity?
那我们对信仰所知道的多少？
How much do we know about our own faith?
这会直接影响到我们对神的一个信心。
Would directly affect our trust and faith in God.
假如我们所知道的越深
，the deeper, the more we know.
我们的信心就越坚固。
Stronger our faith will be.
假如我们所知道的越多
，if we the more we know,
我们的信仰就不会随风而摇摆。
Our faith will not be wavery.
我们所知道的信仰
，our faith.
不能只有凭着感觉，凭着想象
，should not depend on just feelings and imagination.
那我们必须从圣经里去学习。
We must learn things from the Bible.
若是我们肯下功夫
，if we are willing to put in the due diligence,
那我们就越来越知道神旨意的奥秘。
Then we can come to know more and more the mystery, the so-called mystery.Of God's will.
若是我们能够有这样一个谦卑受教的心
，If we have the humility, and we are willing to be taught,
我们就越能够洞察到了属灵永恒事情的奥秘。
And then we can come to know the mystery of eternal life more.
巴不得我们越来越多人知道有关于神的事情。
I hope that we can all come to know more about God.
约伯他知道什么呢
？What did Job know?
在约伯最困难的时候，他深深的知道一件事情。
When he was suffering the most, he knew one thing.
没有错，他失去一切。
It's true that he had lost everything he had.
可是他的救赎者仍然活着。
But he knew his redeemer still lived.
这救赎者在希伯来文原文的这个字义上有一个辩护者的意思。
Actually, redeemer is a translation from the Hebrew word vindicator.
那就是说，当有事情发生的时候
，That is when things happen，
啊，是那些跟你血缘最亲近的人，是由他来承担这个责任。
And when things happen, those people that are closest to you would take up the responsibility and defend you。
是由他来为这个亲人来做辩护。
And so these relatives would defend for those sufferers。
我们在这个地面上所谓的辩护律师。
And we have these defending counselors.
那通常就是只是为你说说话而已。
And usually they just say a few things for you.
那说赢了，胜诉了，你免罪。
If they win the lawsuit, then you'll be acquitted.
那说这个辩输了的话，最多就是跟你说抱歉，我没办法。
And say, well, I'm sorry, you get convicted.
那你必须承担你的罪。
And you have to take.All the consequences yourself.
那这跟我们说的拯救者不一样。
And that's different from the vindicator, the redeemer.
那么救赎就是为你承担所有责任。
And the redeemer is to bear all your suffering.
过去我们看见约伯他所寻求的是一个仲裁者。
Perhaps in the past, as we see, Job was seeking an arbiter.
那他所寻找的是一个为他的调解者
，and he was looking for a mediator，
希望这个人能够帮他陈情，能够帮他申诉
，so that that mediator could plead for him，
因为他认为他自己是义的
，because he thought he was righteous，
他是无辜的
，he was innocent，
可是现在他知道
，but now he knew，
在神的面前
，before God。
他自己的这个义不能够拯救他。
His own righteousness could not save him. His own righteousness cannot save him from all these sufferings.
许多时候我们生活遇到不如意,
often we encounter unpleasant things.
也许你有遇到攻击的时候,
and perhaps you have been attacked.
你很常寻找一个仲裁者，一个调解者。
You're looking for an arbiter, a mediator.
我们说要寻找一个平反, 要求公道。
And you want to find justice.
可是你发现,
but then,
这样的人没有办法帮助我们脱离困境。
Those kind of people cannot really save you and deliver you from your suffering.
就算是你是无辜的,
even if you are innocent,
你发现我们没有办法脱离一个黑,这恶者,邪恶势力的这样的一个攻击。
You can find that you cannot run away from the attacks of those evildoers.
我们需要一个真正的拯救者。
We need a true redeemer.
就是在那种没有平反情况底下,仍然能够脱离困境。
That is someone that can take you out of whatever bottom of the pit.
我们发现约伯在他这个最困难的时候,
we know that as in the bottom of his the worst time of his suffering,
他开始把他的焦点从我转移到这救赎者身上去。
He started to convert his focus from himself to the Redeemer.
然后我们看自己的时候, 你发现问题越来越多, 越来越不公平。
Because if we focus on ourselves, we would see things, we would find too many injustices. But when he turned his eyes upon the Redeemer, he saw hopes.
他看见只有那个最至亲的人才能够成为他的一个希望。
He saw only the one closest to him, the hope in those that were closest to him.
在这个隐约之中,
in that image,
他知道将来有一位弟兄愿意为他舍命流血。
He knew that there would be a brother that was willing to bleed for him.
有这么一个人愿意为他的遭遇来辩护。
There would be one that would defend and plead for him.
有一个人愿意为他来承担痛苦。
One that would take up all the burdens for him.
他说我知道我的救赎者活着。
He said, I know my Redeemer lives.
这是在耶稣还没有来到世上之前的2000年前。
This was dated 2,000 years before Jesus came on earth.
约伯他早已经看见。
Job did already see it.
他早已经预言到弥赛亚这救赎者的到来。
He prophesied that the Messiah was coming.
只有主耶稣才能够成为人的拯救。
Only Jesus Christ can become the savior of all us humans.
他就是那位神所赏赐给我们最亲的人。
He was the one that God gave us, the one that is closest to us.
他活着。
Because he lives.
然后现在仍然活着。
He still lives.
弟兄姊妹, 你需要一个救赎者。
Sisters and brothers, you need a redeemer.
你需要一个辩护者。
Do you need a defender?
他要拯救你。
He is going to save you.
他要拯救我。
He is going to save me.
他要带我们脱离这今生今世的苦难。
He is going to save us from all the sufferings in life.
他要带领我们进入那永生神的国度。
He is going to lead us into the kingdom of eternal life.
约伯他还认识到一件事情。
Job also knew one more thing.
他说,当我这皮肉灭绝之后,
when I am, my flesh is completely ruined.
好,我必在肉体之外得见神。
He said, and after my skin has been destroyed, yet apart from flesh, I will see God.
他说这肉体之外所指的是人的这些灵魂。
And that refers to our spirit.
意味着人复活之后一个灵性的身体。
Because when we are resurrected, we have our spiritual body. Our spiritual body will come alive.
认识到我们这人皮肉灭绝之后，这生命还没有结束。
So after our skin has been destroyed, our flesh is gone, and our life can still sustain.
当神创造了人。
When God created man,
只要我们身体里头吹了一口气
，He blew His breath.
这气就是灵。
He breathed into, breathed into our, body, and that is spirit.
这灵是不会死的。
Our spirit should not die.
问题就在这里。
But the question is,
那个不会死的灵将来要往哪里去
？Where will this spirit go?
我们是愿意见到神呢
？Would the spirit see God?
还是我们愿意往地狱火湖里去
？Or into the Hades?
约伯他很清楚知道。
Job knew clearly.
我们人在世上痛苦是短暂的。
That man's suffering is temporary.
可是人在神里面那种的平安喜乐却是永恒的。
But the peace and joy that you can find in God.It's eternal.
那就是我们人的盼望。
And that is our hope.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters and brothers.
就在人最需要的时候。
As we need God most.
谁能够了解到你的感受
？When we need God most, who can understand our feelings?
在人最需要的时候。
When we need Him the most.
谁会在你的身边
？Who would be standing right next to you?
当你失去一切的时候
，When you have lost everything you have，
我希望你记得一件事情。
I hope you remember one thing。
那个道成肉身住在我们中间的耶稣基督
，The Jesus Christ, the one that is the Word became flesh，
他仍然与你我同在。
Will still be with you and me。
我们的救赎者活着没有死。
Our Redeemer lives. He never died。
因为这样。
Because of that,
你我活着是有盼望。
You and me have hope.
我不晓得你今天的光景怎么样。
I don't know, your situation. I don't know about your life.
我不晓得你现在是在一个黑暗中还是光明中。
I don't know if you're living in the darkness or in the bright light.
也许你今天活在一个光明中，感谢神。
Perhaps your life is full of joy. Thanks.Be to God.
但是也许你现在在一个黑暗中见不到光明。
But perhaps you live in the darkness. You cannot see the light.
可是盼望我们今天听到神对我们说。
But I hope that all of us hear God saying to us.
当我们在黑暗中的时候。
When we are in the darkness.
你想到还有一位救赎者。
You know that your Redeemer lives.
你肯转向他吗
？You can turn to him.
你肯让他带领进入神的荣耀吗
？Are you willing to turn to him? Are you willing to let him guide you and lead you into the glory of God's kingdom?
你知道你的救赎者活着吗
？Do you know that your Redeemer lives?
好吧，我们来唱一首诗歌，我们来回应今天所听到的信息。
Let us sing a hymn in response.
我知道我的救赎者活着。
I know my Redeemer lives.
若是你会唱的话，你可以跟着唱。若是你不会的话，我们慢慢来学。
我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在深谷迷失时，他走正义路。我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永的主。当我在黑夜孤独时，他伴我做我的灯。救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑。我要在每一个日夜中享受他的丰盛之爱。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。
请我们起来一起唱好吗？从头来。
我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。
当我在深谷迷失时，他领我走正义路。我知道我的救赎者活着，他是永活的主。当我在旷野孤独时，他帮我做我的灯。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑。我要在每一个日夜中领受他的丰盛之恩。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光。副歌 refrain。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我心不再忧虑。我要在每一个日夜中领受他的丰盛之爱。我知道我的救赎者永远活着，我灵不再沉睡。当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。最后一句，当号角响起，当号角响起的那一天，我将见他荣光之面。我们祈祷。是的，阿爸父神，在号角响起的那一刻
，As a trumpet sounds，
我要亲自见你的面。
We want to come and see your face。
我们求主你坚固我们的信心。
We ask that you strengthen our faith。
在我们人生道路上会有困难
，Perhaps we would encounter sufferings，
会有试炼
，or trials。
然而主，我们所信的救赎者仍然活着
，But our Redeemer always lives。
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
在你里面，我们是何等的有盼望。
In you, we have hope.
愿你继续坚固我们的信心，奔走前面的道路。
Continue to strengthen us so that we can press on forward.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动继续与我们同在，直到永远。Amen.
Amen.
请坐。